Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We have a trade deal that has slipped past on the deadline, it seems, for the United States and Canada. It's kind of a remarkable situation as the United States continues to try to navigate what we're going to do with Canada. And Bill Zimpfer, our WRVA reporter, is standing by now with the latest details. Bill, so the deadline passed this week. Is there any hope that the United States and Canada can get together and come up with something before the next deadline arrives?
Yeah, there is some hope, John. And the reason we have this deadline is the United States wants to get this new trade deal done, preferably with Mexico and Canada, by the time Mexico's new president comes into power December 1st. Because once he comes in, there may be a little bit different attitude in the Mexican government about this trade deal with the United States. So they want to get this done before then. Talks were held once again yesterday in Washington, D.C., but no deal between the U.S. and Canada. There remain a couple of very stubborn sticking points here. One having to do with the United States' access to the dairy market in Canada. They're very protective of their dairy market there. Another having to do with a dispute resolution clause that's in the current agreement. Canada wants to keep it. The United States wants to scrap it. And there's always something in there called Section 232 of the U.S. Trade Expansion Act. Canada's very concerned about that. They want some guarantees. What that does is, that is the segment that gives the president the authority to impose duties on goods thought to be a threat to the national security. So Canada is saying, why would we sign a trade deal with the United States when at any time the president could invoke Section 232 and say, you know what? I'm going to put a tariff on cars coming into the United States from Canada. They want some protections against Section 232 before they move ahead with anything. So there are only a couple of areas that need to be ironed out, but they are real stubborn ones, John.
Take politics out of this, and from a practical standpoint, is there anything on the table that really does make trade better for the United States than it was under the previous agreement? Is there anything specific that can be articulated that will improve our circumstances?
Well, I think the only thing
is all that debatable.
Yeah, opening up markets in Canada for the United States, specifically that dairy market that would make things better for our farmers. Other than that, it's almost a situation where Donald Trump is saying that I want to control this more than anything else. I want to do away with agreements of the past, and I want to control how we do business with Canada and with Mexico now. So it's more, I believe, a control issue than anything else, because what is different in the trade agreements? Yeah, there are some changes in certain things having to do with the automotive industry in Mexico, but is there anything that's going to make a huge, dramatic impact? Right now, I don't see that. And again, depending on economic factors, it all remains to be seen.
Yeah, Robert Lighthizer, our trade negotiator, is a serious guy. I keep coming back to what's different this time than what we had, and it does seem to be, the answers are sparse. So
yeah,
I appreciate
right.
it, Bill.
Yep.
Hey, Bill Zimpfer, our WRVA reporter from Washington this morning. Always enjoy talking to you. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.